Ukrainian soldiers wave their flag at the entrance to Lyman. Footage that Al Jazeera cannot independently verify shows dead soldiers and burnt-out tanks beside the road. The Ukrainian military said it surrounded the strategically important town in the partially Russian-occupied region of Donetsk. Hours later, the Russian military said it had been forced to retreat.
There was a high risk of being encircled, so our forces were withdrawn from the position in Lyman to more advantageous lines.
Pro-Russia media aired video believed to show a Russian tank retreating north towards Kremina, a town Russian forces still control.
We tried to save our strength and control the road between Lyman and the town Kremina. There are reinforcements trying to get in and establish positions in order to stop the Ukrainians.
Ukrainian forces celebrated pushing Russian forces out of one of a number of villages in the surrounding area. Ukrainian soldiers and volunteers evacuated more civilians from the frontline town of Bakhmut that has come under increasing Russian shelling in recent weeks.
Because of the secondary shelling, you see what happened. Yesterday or the day before yesterday, a projectile fell. There was an older man in the house. They took him away. I was in the kitchen when the explosion happened here. It is impossible to be here.
Ukrainian authorities say more than half the 70,000 people who lived in Bakhmut and the surrounding area before the war have already fled. If the Ukrainian army take full control of Lyman and the surrounding villages, it will be a huge military and strategic victory for them. It's believed from there they will try to push both northeast and southeast towards Russian-occupied areas of Lugansk and Donetsk. The Russians say this retreat was strategic, but for Kiev and its NATO partners, it will be seen as a humiliating defeat. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Krematorsk.